Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan!
I am Grez.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots, as we are literally 10 seconds after last week's episode, as we do the final episode of BattleBots Season 4.0!
Hey, Fib.
And we start with a one-hit kill match!
Yeah. Yep. You've said that you didn't like heavy metal noise, but...
I love this match!
Well, try and run through it in a bit more detail while I go off mic for a moment.
So, that stupid robot heavy metal noise that Alan doesn't like because it's asymmetrical, and Alan hates asymmetrical robots. It goes and it's facing against Hazard, the one undefeated robot in BattleBots thus far. And literally, the two robots start to run towards each other. Hazard kills Heavy Metal Noise in one blow, and then goes, "Oh no, 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 we're not finished yet." And then just pulls Heavy Metal Noise apart. Because this week's episode starts with the conclusion to the middleweight tournament. So that's the first semi-final. The second semi-final is Complete Control versus Zion.
Yes, how many times have we seen Zion?
I think once. In the background. It's like a... Oh, and Zion is also in this tournament.
And I'm also here.
Yep. And, yeah, this is... Unfortunately, this match becomes a pushing match because Zion can't really get underneath Complete Control. Complete Control's weapon jams, I think.
Yeah, like the top arm bit, the axe sort of bit, stops working.
Yeah.
So it's just forks that tend to work.
Absolutely.
So it's still strong, frantically, but it's... Obviously, like, it's a bit of a cliche, but it does not have complete control of the situation, just half control.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, Zion, where were you? Another case of, like, showing up literally just to lose.
Oh, I forgot to mention my favourite thing about this episode, which is they do the slow version of the theme at the start.
I did not notice.
They do the but they do it like properly slowly.
Yeah, that is really weird. It's kind of ominous.
So, Complete Control ends up winning this match because right at the end, it goes on this massive pushing spree.
Yeah, like there's a point where Bill Dwyer complains that it's just a pushing match with robots with two awesome weapons, and it's like, I mean, Complete Control, yes, but Zion doesn't exactly have like the coolest weapon in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I digress. It's got like the thinnest little like flipper weapon that's well, I mean, it got it this far, I suppose. Whatever. Anyway, it's dead now. So the judges go for a 24-21 decision for Complete Control. I'm surprised it actually was that close.
Yep. So we then take a break from the middleweights to have a quarterfinal in the heavyweight tournament.
Well, we also get Carmen asking.
Oh yeah, Carmen is also here.
Yeah, oh, she has. She right. asks people what the considered name of the robots before they came to their final conclusion.
Yeah.
I think the first one was just like steaming pile of dog crap or something.
Right. I'm actually going to be quite blunt here. Right. Spoiler alert and kayfabe moment.
Uh-oh.
See now that we have like a proper... So next week we're doing Techno Games.
Uh-huh.
And within about 10 seconds of that episode, I'm sitting there going, oh, people who give a fuck. Presenters like, who actually care.
It's really bad when, like, Carmen Electra, that is literally just hired there because she's pretty,
no, because
comes
she
off.
Is Carmen Electra.
Yeah, like, but it's bad that it's like she has been hired just because she is Carmen Electra, and she genuinely does seem like one of the people that acts like she cares, like, more than others.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Like, there's an interview with The Shoe a bit later on, and what it just seems as if he's just like, right, okay, I was given this question to ask you. How did you feel about winning this fight?
Yep.
Well done, Shu. So we get Surgeon General versus Big Hexy D, the Hexadecimator.
And early on, you do watch this and you are sitting there going, oh, this is going to be over very quickly. So the first collision is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell Hexadecimator's really in danger. And then this moment where Hexadecimator just gets the perfect flip.
The perfect shot.
And you actually sit there and go, holy shit, they've won it.
Yeah, because the first hit from Surgeon General rips something off the front of Hexy D. Like, so you see, like, right away there was, like, panic. And then, as you say, yeah, they get the perfect shot and upend them. Like, and so they just look like a giant windmill.
Yep.
What, once again, a lot like the robot that I still can't remember the name of that I was trying to refer to last week.
Yeah, and there's this awful moment, because you're like, they've done it! Nope.
Malice!
Yes!
Jesus Christ. It took me 2 weeks to remember that name. 2 weeks, because I don't break kayfabe.
So Surgeon General manages to land. And you almost see this moment of,
thank fuck for that.
Okay. Pissed off now.
Yeah. So it I guess it was just the gyroscopic barrigera that helped knock it over, but it knocks over and then it's like, it's just the look of, okay, I'm fucking mad now. And absolutely hacks Hexy D apart. There's like this shot at the end where you see this massive gash on the back of Hexy D, and it's just is brutal. There was like some concerns though. Like it did feel like there was points where General just kept stopping for a few seconds, as if it was had like died. That was like, oh, like don't die at this point. Like when you're clearly winning, and then it would like start again, and then it would hit. And everyone would be fighting, and then it would just stop again.
Yep.
I don't know if it was strategy. I wouldn't think it would be strategy. But it was weird and a bit concerning.
Absolutely. So somehow at the end of it, Surgeon General, despite having massive technical issues and almost being beaten, manages to hold on.
Yeah, and what was a very tense and scary moment.
Yeah.
We will see more of Surgeon General later, but now it's time for a championship match.
Yep, we crown our third champion.
Because we have the final in the middleweight division as Hazard takes on complete control.
Yep.
So the undefeated Hazard for, what, 3 years now?
Yep.
Looking for yet another giant nut is taking on the plastic-cladded complete control.
Oh, it is that one. You're sitting there going, complete control has one chance, which is they basically have a thick metal barrier at the back of the robot.
Yes, the butt shield.
And that's what they're planning to use. And also, it's at that perfect height that Hazard's just tagging it. It's not really hitting it.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, it's working.
Yeah, because there was like one point where it hit and Hazard started to get a bit wobbly. And then, like, it seemed like for a second that complete control had a chance, right up until said metal structure at the back of the robot just got torn completely off,
and then exposing the inside. Like, do you know what it actually reminds me of?
Go on.
Hypnodisc versus Splinter.
Oh dear.
Yeah,
because it didn't die right away.
Absolutely.
It still kept going. And then Hazard goes round and starts hitting the weaponry of complete control. And that's when all the gas starts getting vented. And then that's when the robot starts to slow down. And that's when Hazard says, "I'm not done with you yet," and continues to go in and wreck. It just tears the sides off of it. It does everything, and you get the shot of Derek Young, and he's like, he's pursuing his robot, like, "No, come on, like, keep going." I put in my nose. Oof, I need a cigarette after that one.
Yep.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TekNoAx.
So we have three champions. So this is now traditionally where you have the episode break and then they have the last episode. And in the last episode...
Well...
The last episode before, of... Okay, go ahead. Yep.
But before we get to that, speaking of champions, we get the champions of BattleBots to show off their nuts to us. As we see what the people that win giant nuts do with them, and we see like the guy from Dr. Inferno Jr. balancing on a wind board with them on the other side and strange stuff like that. There's one part where like someone uses it to feed the cats. That's appreciating. Being a cat dad.
Yep.
Yep. So we then get the presentation of the giant nut to Team Hazard.
Yep.
What's the matter? Do you not like me talking about nuts?
No. Come on. I want to rant. Come on. Don't worry, okay. Big boy. Come on.
Okay, I've finished talking about nuts for now.
So,
take a deep breath and go.
We are 19 episodes into this 20 episode season, and finally, BattleBots remembers how to format a fucking episode.
Enlighten us.
Finally, they sit there and go, "Here we go! Here is a nice, sensible, here are your four robots to be crowned the heavyweight champion. Will it be Biohazard, Overkill, Surgeon General, or Tazbot? We're going to have three matches in this episode. We're going to build each match."
Yeah, it's this is what you're getting on this episode instead of just...
No, you couldn't do it!
You can do it. If you really wanted to. I mean, clearly didn't want to.
Stupid jokes and gags. And there's a thing about a robot that you can name. And they announce who the winner is of that. And make it seem like it's live. But hey, we actually get some proper build-up.
Yeah, I think that robot was the one that Christian Carlberg has been
building
throughout the season.
Yep. So anyway, we start with Overkill versus Surgeon General.
Yes. Here we go.
So it is Giant Knife versus Spinner.
Giant Spinner.
And Surgeon General does not have any subtlety to its plans. It just sees wheel. It goes tasty. And goes full rearer on the wheels.
God damn it, you got it before I did.
And then it's going really, really, really well until just suddenly Overkill manages to get a push on to Surgeon General over a kill saw.
I know. It's because, like, Surgeon General gets that amazing shot again. Like, I feel it's two matches in a row this happens when it comes to Overkill, where a horizontal spinner gets, like, in the middle of the giant knife.
Yes.
And it was quite beautiful for a moment there.
Yep.
But this is really unfortunate because I was really starting to really dig Surgeon General as well. And Overkill literally just won this match through through surviving.
Yeah, absolutely.
Old Surgeon General fell on his own sword. So Overkill advances to the final. Just in case you're wondering, the in-house robot that we mentioned earlier is called Evil Cheese Wedge. Moving on. And just as you brought up funny segments and shite like that, we get a segment with the shoe asking people what turns you on. So we get some
people... The semi-final between Biohazard and Tazbot is a rematch.
Well, the only reason I kind of brought this up is for this moment. Some people kind of somewhat answer, but then Derek Young goes, "This is too weird, I'm not doing this." And it's like, wow, I thought you were meant to be a bad guy. Because you're sure as hell are all right in my book after that.
Yeah.
Also, like, we get this weird segment just before Biohazard versus Tazbot that I don't know if it's meant to try and imply that Donald Hudson is a serial killer.
Yeah.
I don't know what was more baffling of these two back-to-back segments, but because it's like not Watchdog, but it's something like, have you seen this man? This is the things he likes to do in his spare time. Then it cuts to him talking, and then it's like, yes, he likes to build killer robots. Like, I would feel really awkward if I was Donald Hudson and then watched this back going, huh.
Yeah.
But the reason we brought up Donald Hudson is because he is the driver of Tazbot, and Tazbot takes on Biohazard in the second semi-final match in the heavyweight division.
And yeah, it's one of these moments where I remember the match between these two being quite awkward last year. So it's Biohazard versus Tazbot.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same here. It's just kind of a bit awkward. It's not necessarily the greatest match.
Mm.
Because it's the problem is Biohazard is very difficult to lift or get underneath.
As is Tazbot.
Exactly.
To be honest, I didn't have a lot of notes for it either. Like, the one major note that I had was, at one point, Tazbot manages to get its arm in between the gap on Biohazard's flipper. Like, that was kind of cool. Like, it was, but other than that was really about it. It was just like the two of them attempting to try and attack each other for 3 minutes.
Yep. So Biohazard manages to get the victory because they like having Biohazard in the final. I genuinely don't know.
I mean, if there's anybody you want in your final, it's Biohazard.
Absolutely.
Right. It's final time.
And this is a brutal back and forth match. So this is another rematch. Now what happened last time is Overkill for some reason switched off the axe part of their weapon.
Mm-hmm.
They do not make that mistake this time, and they are swinging from the beginning to the end. This is very much the definition of a frenzied fighter versus a controlled one.
Yeah, and it's like also learning from your mistakes last year.
Absolutely. And there's this moment, so early on it kind of looks like Overkill's in charge. Then its blade randomly gets stuck in the wall and Biohazard starts pushing on it, and you see the blade bending, and it's so close to snapping.
I kind of wanted to see it snap. Yeah, it got stuck up on one of the spikes, and it's just as soon as Biohazard saw it, it was just right there.
This is very much the definition of the chaotic wild attacker swinging with everything it's got, and Biohazard just picking its spots, making it clear that it's running the fight. Overkill isn't really damaging it.
No, like that's the one thing when it comes to the Overkill weapon, I don't think it's ever actually done any damage. But it's definitely a case of, like, it's trying to get points with the weapon. But it's not a knockout weapon by any means. But obviously, like, because of the way that Overkill is as well, there's only so much the Biohazard can do. So, like, as you say, like, it dominated the fight by just picking and choosing its spots.
Yep.
And it definitely showed, because we get to the end, and Biohazard is once again announced as the heavyweight champion of this world, or any world.
Absolutely. Now, do you know what I actually genuinely be interested to see?
Mm-hmm.
Biohazard versus Hazard.
Ooh. That would be interesting.
Because I don't know if Biohazard's low enough that it could avoid the weapon.
Hmm. And would Biohazard be able to get in under Hazard?
Also, Biohazard versus Toro would not end well for Toro.
No. Like, Toro would have, like, a very, very small window to, like, try and get its flipper in under Biohazard, but it would be the complete opposite for Biohazard on Toro.
Oh, absolutely. And also, oh. I don't think Biohazard uses CO2.
Uh-huh. Yes, it's an electric lifter, is it not?
Yeah, so it would not run out of gas.
Uh-huh.
So, that was...
We've got one season left, and maybe we might see some of these fights.
Well, they're different weight classes, so not really.
That's what I was about to ask. I was like, is Toro in the heavyweight division? He's not. We could maybe see was it the Matador?
Yes. Bronco 0.5.
Yeah. There's a chance that we could see him versus Biohazard. That could be cool.
Yeah.
All this and more next season on BattleBots. So we get the last of the giant nut coronations for Team Biohazard, and we're done with 4.0.
Which means we only have one season of Comedy Central BattleBots to get through.
Yeah.
Who knows, they might actually format it properly next time.
I mean, one could hope.
Yeah.
And so, your main event was then followed up by another segment with the shoe, asking inappropriate questions.
Yeah.
And then finally, we get Biohazard awarded his giant nut.
Hooray.
I swear to God, the shoe better not be back next season.
Hey, good news.
Come in.
We're doing techno games and it's well formatted. Actually, spoiler alert, it's so well formatted this time.
Yeah, they've finally found it's been alright, but like, I feel like this season is definitely the season. So join us next week as we start season 3 of Techno Games. It's Techno Games 2002.